See what I deal with?
Yeah.
You see what I see what I deal with?
I see it. I see it. It's like a couple of few brothers who grew up together.
Sisters.
Sisters. It's 88.5 KCSN.
They're more like my sons.
This is Mr. Shovel over here in the performance studio. King Tough in the room, and they're at each other's throat already.
Oh, just kill me now.
Thanks so much for coming, guys. King Tough is Kyle Thomas over here.
Hi.
And also on bass is Magic Jake Kolkowski.
Hello.
And Jake is rocking the Detroit Tigers t-shirt. And I'm guessing it's not just, it's looking to me like a vintage 84 World Series.
You got it, my friend.
All right, then. And he's also rocking the I'm a Burger Star, Burger Records big badge on his bass strap. And we'll get to that and momentarily. But really good look going on here, guys. And over on drums, old Gary, Garrett Goddard on drums.
That's me.
And he came in rocking the San Francisco's hat.
Giants, yep.
And not a come lately either. It looks like it's kind of an old hat.
Yeah. I've been a fan for a while.
Okay, so you earned the right. You didn't just go out and buy the cap and be like, I'm a winner.
Not jumping on the band.
Okay. Right. Very good. So thanks, guys, for coming. I've been loving this record.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, loving it. It was really such a treat. First of all, just getting it in the mail and opening it up and seeing the artwork itself is really sort of a nice kind of aesthetic to it. I don't know if our listeners have seen it.
But it's a real eye catcher.
It is. It's purple and black and white with silver shiny stuff on it.
Silver.
And the artwork, and you know, let's start with that, Kyle, on all of this King Tough stuff, it sort of has a unified aesthetic.
Yes.
And
me and my brother do most of it.
Okay.
I did most of the new one, but he did a lot of the past two.
And the stuff on the back, this little design with the guitar in the middle that looks like a clock or something with the... Yes. That's your design?
Yeah, I did all. I laid that all out.
Well, you have a really great, like, just visual aesthetic that I really appreciate. Like,
thank you.
I could be a fan of you just as a visual artist.
Well, thank you. That's kind of my other side. I do that on. That's my other half.
Do you actually? I mean, have you done any shows or any?
I haven't had an art show in years, but I would love to start doing more of that again.
Like this stuff, just your album art has a sort of an aesthetic that itself could live on its own if you hung the original artwork and stuff like that. I could see you doing shows of just this stuff.
Yeah, well, when I can't move my body anymore and I can just lay in bed and paint, that's when I'll do that.
So you went to art school and did the whole
Heavens
thing.
Heavens
no.
No? No,
you just
sir.
Picked up some brushes and just started.
No school for old Kyle.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing your painting stuff.
Yeah, well, I made a painting of a giant hobo.
Okay. I'll take it. How big is it?
It's pretty big.
It all right, then it must be
couch.
Worth the loss.
It's all like right. The size of that piano.
All right. The bigger the art, the more expensive, right?
Obviously.
Okay, well, we've got that. So, anyways, so this record, you recorded this here in Los Angeles with the guy from Detroit, Bobby. Yeah, Barbie Harlow. From the Go.
Yep.
And he moved out here and started up the studio with the Burger Guys. And
yeah.
Was this the first time you recorded in L.A.?
Yes, it was, actually. We were the first guys to record in that studio, which is already gone, by the way.
Oh, no.
But
wow.
Just like that.
A flash.
Well, you made a great record there. And
yeah,
you have
that
a document.
Was the idea. I think, you know, mission accomplished.
And so... Is Bobby still out in Los Angeles or is he back in Detroit now?
No, he's a private detective in New Orleans now.
Oh, he's a gumshoe, is he?
Yes, he is.
I see how it is. So, yeah, you guys, I mean, the sound that you got in that studio, I don't know if you did it all kind of as a unit. Did you do the tracks sort of as a band and then do some overdubs?
Yeah, we did all the basic tracks as a band. We were in there for about a month. We didn't go in with any songs written, so it just all kind of came out of there. And then these guys left, and me and Bobby sort of just lost our minds for the next few months on the overdubs and whatnot.
And so you didn't even have the songs going into the studio?
Not really.
No. Wow. Because you have some really great songs on this album.
Yeah, they just kind of grew out of going there every day and playing.
Well, this is great. Well, why don't we get to hear some of this? You came here to perform, and I'd love to hear you perform. And there's so many songs off this album that are fantastic that we have a hard time kind of going, okay, which ones are is it going to be? So which one are you going to do now?
We're going to start with the title track, Black Moon Spell.
Oh, great. It's King Tuff. It's 88.5 KCSN, City of Night.
Baby, you'll be dreaming in a black moon spell.
88.5 KCSN, the City of Nye program, King Tough performing live. And that is the title track from the new album, Black Moon Spell. It sounds like at the end of that, you're going to break into Living, Loving, Made. Is that it?
She's just a woman.
I love the sound of this record. And that it sounded fairly true to the record.
Oh, thank you.
So it sounds as though you went in there and really captured a performance.
Well, something happened.
What I admire about you, Kyle, is you know, you grew up in a kind of a small area in Vermont, and from what I understand, you just kind of went to work on your own in the basement, just putting together stuff on whatever. What was your first recording device?
I actually started on a really crappy, like, digital 8-track. The early recordings sound really terrible, but, you know, you got to use what you got to use.
But you were developing songs and learning how to layer different things.
Yeah, I think I really learned how to use recording as a sort of writing process. Just being able to hear the whole arrangement by laying down different instruments and stuff really helped me learn how to write better songs, I think.
Where did you pick up a sense of melody and song structure? I mean, you really...
I mean, I've always just been a fan of pop music and, you know, all different kinds of music, but it's just always been in there. You know, as a little kid, I had all kinds of 45s in the 80s and stuff, so...
From what I've heard that you had, like, a little room in the basement where it was kind of like a bomb shelter or something,
yeah.
a Cold War-era bomb shelter that you had access to?
In my parents' house, I guess the people that built the house had intended it to be a bomb shelter, but it's not, you know, it wouldn't protect you from anything.
No.
It's like you get in there by, like, a little like carved out. It's like they took a hammer to a cement wall. It's just like a little tiny door,
like a secret tunnel.
It's okay. Like a little mouse hole you
got
to crawl
and
through.
If you got the warning the bomb was coming, you'd kind of like have to crawl in there.
Yeah, it probably would be actually worse to be in there.
Did they have a bunch of canned goods and stuff ready to go, or
just beers?
Okay, well then you're all set for you just go down in there and you're doing your music.
Yeah.
That's where the King Tough stuff was born, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So coming out here to Los Angeles and kind of working with you know, a producer and other band members and stuff like that, how is that different for you in the
I guess it's just the difference of, you know, being inside my own head as opposed to, you know, four brains working on it, which is just as cool. It's just a completely different thing.
So the album is available on cassette through Burger. Is that?
Yeah. Sub Pop did the CD and the LP, and Burger did the cassette.
So there's a whole scene that I don't know if you want to get into it or not. There's like this whole scene with this Burger record out in Fullerton, right?
Yeah.
It's a record store out there, but it's the guys from...
The Makeout Party.
Yeah, the Makeout Party. I remember, you know, back 8 years ago or something, they were a band going around. I used to play them on. I had a local music show and stuff. Then I heard about Burger Records, and I didn't know it was those guys until recently. So they have a whole thing going now.
Yep.
There's a scene around that.
Yeah. I was an early artist on the label. They put out my first album on cassette and kind of built a lot of my fan base that way just by getting those cassettes around, because I wasn't touring or anything at the time. So they just were, you know, handing out cassettes all left and right and just putting that energy into it. And it kind of sprung out of there in a way.
Cool. And there's now the studio that we were referring to, the Burger Studio B. It was a short-lived thing, but it came out of the Burger guys.
It was really Bobby's
studio.
They didn't really have involvement with this record.
Got it.
But you know, they had some of their bands record there and stuff like that.
All right. If you're just joining us, King Tough joining us here in the studio performing live. It's 88.5 KCSN. This is Shovel. It's a City of Night program. They're going to perform another song from the new album. What are you going to do?
We're going to do Headbanger.
Oh, man. Can I tell you? I got to tell you. All right. I'm almost mad at you because this song kept me up all night. I was listening to your album several times I listened to this song, and then I went to bed and I couldn't sleep because this song kept going through my head, and it was like pounding through my head. It kept me up all night. I'm not joking.
Would you say it was banging through your head?
It was banging my head. It's King Tuff. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Sorry.
City of Night.
Number of the beast to a seven metal perfection. And you went south of heaven, and my love went to 11 when you bang your little head, bang your little head, bang your little
It's 88.5 KCSN, the City of Night program. That is King Tuff live in the studio, Headbanger. I love that song. It's wrapped around my ears, and it's kept me awake, and it's torturing me. But it's such a great melody.
And oh, thank you.
The whole album is full of these great melodies. I mean, you said you went into the studio. I mean, that's kind of risky to go into the studio knowing you have to do something and you don't have anything to work with.
Yeah, well, luckily it was the kind of situation where it wasn't really on the clock, or we weren't paying by the hour or anything like that. So we had the luxury of being in there without really a time limit.
So once you worked through the songs, and did you have like the whole set of songs and then went, okay, now let's record, or did you do them one at a time?
Yeah, we kind of just practiced in there for a month. The studio wasn't even put together yet, so we were just kind of also waiting for the tape machine to get there and whatnot.
Okay.
But yeah, we were just in there every day, so about by the time it was all set up, we were just kind of did all the basic tracks in a couple days.
So it was a 2-inch tape machine that it was recorded on?
Yes,
the whole studio was an analog studio.
Yep.
Now was it truly recorded to tape and then like mixed old school that way, or is it sometimes it's recorded through the tape and then into Pro Tools? And
no, we didn't use Pro Tools at all.
Wow.
So There you go.
That's like records used to get made. And
it's like you actually have to be good on the performance.
Yeah. You can't go back and fix everything. Like, oh, the drummer, well, he's got a good look, but, you know, we got to move that stuff around. So, yeah, that's a tribute to
Gary.
Gary
has a good look, and he's good at the drums.
Yeah. So
I'm here for my looks.
He's the full package on the bass. So thanks again for coming by here. I know, you know, it's a busy time for you. You got a lot going on. You're getting ready to go over to Europe, which must be exciting.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to get some delicious ice cream over there.
Oh, yeah. Some of that gelato.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I go over there, really.
When you're traveling through there, do you really have a chance to experience any of the places you're at, or do you have to fly through?
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. You know, you're in all these amazing places, but you mostly see a dark, musty club basement.
That's it, like smelly beer and stuff. Well, I just want to thank you again for coming by, and
thank you
congratulations
so much for having us.
It's such a pleasure, and the great record that you just made, you know, Black Moon Spell. Everybody go out and check it out. The video for that song, by the way, is crazy.
Oh yeah, we had a fun time making that one.
Who came up with the concept for it?
The director, Jared Eberhardt.
Okay.
And then we kind of, you know, played around. We had a lot of input on the ideas and stuff.
Super fun video for that. What are you going to close with here?
We're going to close with Eyes of the Muse.
All right. It's 88.5 KCSN. King Tuff live in the studio at City of Night. Thanks again, guys. King Tough live here on 88.5 KCSN City of Night program. Thanks again, guys, for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great trip out there.
Thank you.
All right.